God, as we come together in these moments, you are the God who meets us where we most need to be met. You are the God who encounters us in those places where we're hurting, where we're uncertain, where we are, Lord God, even doubtful. Lord God, wherever it is that we are right now, we pray and we trust that you will meet us here, that you will bless us, that you will challenge us, that you will comfort us, and that you will call us into being beyond what we could ever imagine being. You are the God who gives us strength to face each new day. Encounter us here in these moments now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 Good morning. I'm delighted that we could be in worship together today, especially as we think about and consider what does it mean to be comforted by our God. In our lesson today, we are invited to consider who it is that Jesus is for us in our lives. And I'm brought back to the words that Jesus shares. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Now, sometimes the burdens that we are called to carry in life may not be too much. For example, I carry the burden of being a Washington Redskins football fan. That is not too difficult at times, you know. I live with a lot of joy. I live with a lot of sorrow. Actually, I live with a lot more sorrow than joy. However, it is a burden that I carry somewhat proudly and thankful for that. But it really doesn't cause me too much hurt, at least now as a more mature young man. Well, I guess I shouldn't say I'm a young man. I guess I'm kind of just a man now. But in any case, but there are other burdens that we carry. You know, some things that are a little more difficult and whatnot. Sometimes, you know, like on it's kind of like when we put up our kneeling benches. Now, this is not that hard. Aren't you impressed? Look at that. Yeah, see, it's not that hard. I can tell you this, though, that's about enough. But it's a burden. Now, if, for example, let's see, Leah, would you come here for a second? Now, here's a little Leah, my beautiful little Leah. Leah, can you grab the other end of this on that side? And let's see if we can carry this together, okay? Now, I'm doing most of the heavy carrying, but it's a little bit easier. Hey, good job, sweetie. Now, let's put it down. But even somebody else helping carry something like this isn't too bad. You can be seated. Thank you very much for your help. Very much. Now, there's other things that are more difficult. Now, you've often heard of people carrying the cross. And I'm a firm believer that like Jesus' cross, the crosses that you carry in your life are put upon you. That they're not necessarily things that you choose. You know, Jesus allowed the cross to happen because it was a part of his life and ministry. However, it was put upon him, and so often the crosses that we carry aren't even of our own causing and doing. This is the Riggleman cross. Jesse Riggleman made this. And I use this as an example of what it's like to carry one's cross. You see, I can carry this. So I can carry this. And this would be kind of a burden to carry this cross all the time. And that's kind of what it's like to follow Jesus. Sometimes it can feel so difficult. It can feel like a burden. It can feel like something that is just a little too much at times to try to forgive our enemies, to try to love our neighbor, to try to forgive ourselves, to try to find grace in the midst of uncertainty, to try to find hope where we wonder if there's hope at all, to even wonder if we can find faith in the midst of our doubts. Sometimes it can be hard. You just want to lay it down and let it go. Carrying the burdens of the cross and of discipleship, though, our Lord tells us, is something that if we choose to, we don't do alone. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I think what would make big burdens lighter is when others help us carry them. And Jesus has given each one of you to each other so that we might, in fact, carry our burdens easier. Pete, if you can come up here. I would dare say you're the strongest man in the church if it's not Jason Whitaker or Corey Carlson, one of those two guys. Oh yeah, Wayne, that's right. Actually, sit down, Pete. Wayne. No, I'm just kidding. Let's get Wayne up here too. Come on, Wayne. Now, we got to carry this cross. We got to carry this burden. But I have these two men of faith. What we're going to do is I'm going to have you guys take the two sides. And then I'm going to take the middle. And I tell you what, I could hold this a lot longer now. It's a heck of a lot easier to carry. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy. It's not easy, but we can do it. Now, let's say, what if we do it this way? See if I can carry this end. And where's Jason Whitaker? Where are you, Jason? Come on, Jason. Come on down, Jason. Is Corey here for good measure? Corey, come on, bud. All right, Jason over here. Corey, why don't you grab right here? And as the pastor, I'll lead you. Now, notice, the four, and this could be four women, of course. But we have four strong, faithful men helping me to carry this cross. And suddenly this burden, while it's still a burden, it's so much lighter. This, my friends, is an image of what Jesus calls us to be about as the church. I would invite us now to walk over and place the cross back where it was. And as your pastor, I will lead you this way. And they are, well, notice that as they carry the burden, they are going through multiple struggles, and they all come to the end, and we set it back to where it can be a witness to us, not only of the wonderful ministry that Jesse Riggleman was about for us, but now hopefully it's also a ministry of what Corey and Jason and Pete and Wayne and what you can do as we work together as the people of God. It is, I believe, and you guys may be seated, I believe it is the image of what Jesus says when he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's not that the burden itself gets lighter, it's that you get help to carry the burden. And that's the beauty of what is at the heart of this call of who Jesus is for you and me in our world. Whether your burden is physical or emotional or professional or religious, whatever your burden may be, come to Jesus. Because there you will be met by the people of Jesus. You'll be met by each other to help you carry that burden that is weighing on you. When people ask, "Who is this Jesus that you follow?" May you tell them that He is the one who meets you in your biggest desperation, who meets you in your most fervent uncertainty, the one who meets you in your deepest doubt with a people and a promise that help you carry the burdens of life. May you seek our Lord always, and may we be open to the ways that Jesus is seeking us, the way Jesus is seeking you to be a carrier of another's burden. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us stand.